This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What is up?
Morning, Bob. How's it going?
It's going, man. And let me ask you this. We were talking yesterday with Cordell. Where do you stand on the OTAs? It's the first one of three. Then you have mandatory minicamp, which speaks for itself. And then, of course, training camp starts late July, early August. Where are you on the such and such better be here for OTAs mandate, especially when it comes to, from the fans, that is, for Lamar, Henry, even, you know, Stanley, I mean, insert veteran here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm inclined to believe that the veterans who've earned their place and you know, have some job security should do what they feel like is best for them. I mean, you know, there are guys who have their own strategy and have their own workout partners and, you know, probably have their own family commitments that to them are more worthwhile than going to Baltimore, working with the staff there. Obviously, it does probably rub some Ravens fans the wrong way to see reports over the years about, you know, 89 of 90 players showing up for OTAs and the Ravens, it's maybe like three quarters at the most. But, you know, it's really tough to argue with the results in some cases. I mean, even last year, Lamar failed on OTAs, and all he did was deliver one of the best quarterback seasons in NFL history. And, you know, obviously, if you're a fan, I'm sure you could argue that, well, you know, one or two more practices in May could have helped him finally break through in Buffalo. And, I mean, I guess you could say that, but he probably wouldn't have had to gone to Buffalo if the defense had pulled its weight early in the season. So I think if you're a young guy on this roster, you absolutely should be in Baltimore. You absolutely should be, you know, finding a way to make your body into an NFL body. But if you're a veteran, if you know how to get yourself ready by late July, then, you know, just kind of do what you have to. And I did think it was interesting, Bob, that the Ravens are now doing just 2 days of mandatory minicamp instead of the usual three.
Now, in regards to back to the point, I guess, Jonas, of the OTAs, the younger guys, we were talking about Trenton Simpson yesterday. I guess it would behoove him to maybe post the Andrew Voorhees's of the world, even though you're not in pads. Which of the younger players should probably be there to get as many reps as they possibly can and get into this team mindset?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the young guys, all the guys who are, you know, year three, year four, or younger, you know, I don't think someone like David Ajabo is going to skip. I don't think someone like Trent Simpson is going to skip. You know, if they have commitments elsewhere, then obviously it's a different story. But it's tough for us in the media to really get a grasp for who's doing what along the line of scrimmage. So even if David Ajabo shows up, it will be tough for us to have a sense of where he is in that pecking order, just because you can't really do a whole lot at this stage of off-season workouts. So it really is just, you know, all eyes focus on the skill position players. It's seeing, you know, where Devontae Walker is in his development. It's seeing if Jalen Armour Davis is healthy. It's seeing, you know, if any favorite TJ Tampa is playing cornerback. It's just seeing how all the guys who would be, you know, who you would have eyes on in the 7-on-7 tournament are doing, because there's only so much you can tell from the offensive line, the defensive line, and even the linebackers to a degree. So I want to see those young guys. I want to see how they run. I want to see if they've changed their bodies at all, because this is really going to be the first extended look that we get at a lot of them.
Jonas, we were talking last week about Adarius Washington, sadly, after the year with the Achilles injury. Where does Bo Braid possibly fit into the mix as a guy that could get significant reps to replace him?
I think what he shows during the next couple of weeks is probably going to determine the Ravens, and along as soon as he came, is probably going to determine, you know, the Ravens' next steps at that position. I don't think they can afford to go into the season with expectations that Kyle Hamilton could be this, you know, line of scrimmage destroyer without having a reliable third safety. You know, obviously, I think Sanusi Kane and Bo Braid probably about the same level of prospect coming into the last year's draft. I know Bo was expected to go, you know, maybe as high as the fourth, fifth round, but didn't get drafted. Wasn't really even a 4 or 5 guy running the 40. And certainly with, you know, the kind of athletes in this division, do you trust a guy like that to be able to catch up with a Jamar Chase in space? Can you expect him to kind of run the sideline with him and potentially break up a path? It is asking a lot, and there probably are some better options in free agency, but, you know, the Ravens, as always, are tight against the cap, so it's getting interesting. I think both those guys are, you know, certainly you feel pretty good about their chances of making this roster because of what they bring to special teams. But, you know, I remember going back and watching the tape about those guys, they didn't really have to do a whole lot besides just kind of sit back as two high safeties and, you know, run the alley occasionally against the run. So there's really not a whole lot on tape that I can remember about them stepping up in coverage. I think there was maybe one or two plays for Bo where he was kind of in the mix there. But it's tough for me to say like that this guy is ready or is not ready, just because they didn't really do a whole lot on tape last year besides play special teams.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talking some Ravens here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bruce Springsteen, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's on vacation this week, ripping it with Ryan Ripken coming up at noon. As we look at, you know, Keaton Mitchell's potential role, assuming he's back to where he was 2 years ago when he was averaging, what, Jonas, 8 yards a carry, had taken over as the feature guy till that injury against Jacksonville. If he's where he was 2 years ago, and John Harbaugh, I think, said a couple months back, he's getting there. How does Todd Monken work him into this offense, knowing that you have a Hall of Fame running back still very much churning away the yardage here?
Yeah, I think maybe he probably has to establish him as this field stretcher, as this game breaker before. I think he can do maybe some of the more advantageous stuff with him. I think at this point, you know, he still is, to me at least, pretty clearly running back 3 on that depth chart because of Derrick Henry being Derrick Henry and Justice Hill being a terrific third down back, a terrific pass protecting back. So how many snaps realistically are there for Keaton Mitchell, I think, it is the question. But, you know, if he's a guy who, when you put him in there, is just alarm bells for that defense because of how fast he is, because of how quick he is, then I think you can make him be, you know, the kind of misdirection piece. You can have him be the guy who you're, you know, maybe throwing a fake swing screen to, and you're coming back the other way for a, you know, a little screen underneath for Mark Andrews or Isaiah Likely. I think he's a guy you want to get into space, whether you're actually throwing it to him or not, or handing the ball off to him or not, because obviously we saw, you know, in 2023 just how explosive he was and how explosive he could be. So obviously, you know, it sounds like just that speed has come back in spades, which is a great thing. I think he tweeted a couple of weeks ago, he was like up to 22 miles per hour on the GPS, which is obviously a great, great sign. But, you know, you still want to see how he absorbs contact. You still want to see if he's running with that fearlessness that he did as a rookie. And if it's there, then, you know, by all means, the Ravens should find every possible way to use him. It's just, I still keep going back to this idea that he does not give you as much as Derrick Henry and Justice Hill. And that's not a mark against him. It's just a credit to the depth that the Ravens have at that running back position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, Jonas, last thing for you before I let you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Tush push, sticking around at least for another year and, you know, reading like everyone else. Apparently things got contentious and heated and all that fun stuff. Yeah. Where do the Ravens stand on the tush push, at least right now?
Well, it sounded like John Harbaugh was in favor of keeping it. You know, he said, I think at the owners' meetings or at the combine, that, you know, they were still looking into it. When I emailed the Ravens yesterday asking if they could share their vote, because obviously it was reported the Ravens were in favor of keeping it. I didn't get a confirmation one way or the other. But, you know, you trust Adam Schefter, you trust Diana Rossini, and you trust the Ravens have figured out a way to kind of weaponize it themselves. I mean, they weren't using it as anywhere near as often as the Eagles did last year, but they still went to it every so often, you know, 5 times total, 4 with Mark Andrews, another time with Charlie Kohler. They converted it 4 times. I don't know if they are as well suited to use it as aggressively as the Eagles, because they don't really have, you know, the kind of offensive line, I think, to create space, nor do they have a former powerlifting champion like Jalen Hurts to really squeeze out every inch that you need for those kind of short yard situations. But I think they found something with it. And, you know, certainly you could say that giving the ball to Derrick Henry on 3rd and 1 might be a preferable strategy to giving the ball to Mark Andrews or Charlie Kohler, considering they don't really do a whole lot of ball handling. But you want to keep defenses off guard. And a lot of times what they did last year was kind of go hurry up, give those guys a short yardage opportunity. And more often than not, they converted that. And that's something that Todd Monken has in his bag. He'll definitely go back to it.
Jonas, what's happening at Baltimore Banner as we heading to this Memorial Day weekend with OTAs coming up next week?
Another lacrosse plug from me. Sorry to bore you.
We're good. Hey, if Maryland wins, we're going to have the game on the fan here, right, Nolan, at 12:30.
There you go. The story looking back at John Tillman should be coming up today on just his unlikely rise from being a guy who was not really all that successful at Harvard to now, you know, be preeminent coach in college lacrosse. And then obviously we got OTA's coverage rolling out next week. I'm sure we'll preview it in some way. And just looking forward to the ramp up to mandatory minicamp. It feels like it's way later than it's ever been this year, but I can't change that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.